Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And without a doubt, one of the best ways to celebrate our lives in this era of shelter in place is connecting with friends via Zoom, FaceTime, and other digital means of chatting with each other. Yet no matter what our age or circumstances, we do want to come off at our best, and that's where today's guest comes in. Dr. Paul Baylow is a renowned digital strategy specialist who's an adjunct professor at Columbia University. He is also the author of an extremely useful guide. It's called The Essential Digital Interview Handbook. And believe me, this resource is filled with tips that are going to make sure we can present ourselves at our best when that webcam light goes on. Dr. Baylow is joining us today to share his thoughts on how we can make the most of these new ways of communicating. This is a super time to be talking to you, and I can't wait to get going. So welcome, Dr. Baylow.
Thank you, Eileen. Great to be here.
Well, first off, before we get into the book itself, I kind of reference the personal communication aspect of chatting online and doing these kinds of things because that's important to me right now and also to, I know, a lot of members of our audience. But you've got a whole history of dealing with people on a more professional level and making sure that they're coming off really, you know, the way they want to on the phone and on a video conference call, whether it's a, say, it's a virtual job interview or work meetings or professional interactions. So this is all kind of part and parcel of what we're going to talk about today. And let's begin with the basics because these are really important and a lot of times we don't think about some of the things. So for instance, what are some of the aspects of what we want to make sure we are ready to even conduct the interview? What do we want to do before we turn that webcam light on?
Yeah, so the first thing is before you do anything, just get everything ready. And it's the first thing you gotta do is get in the right mindset. And the right mindset is to think of yourselves as a Hollywood star, not like a diva, but a Hollywood star when you're doing your digital interviews. So that means that you have to be able to present yourself properly. That means that you have to comb your hair, you brush your teeth, make sure there's no grease on your face, and also you're not only the star, but you're the sound person, the light person, the teleprompter, and everything. So you have to consider this as you are the movie star, but you also have to make sure you have the right lighting. You have to make sure you have the right camera. You have to make sure you have the right sound. And you want to make sure that if you put all your notes behind the camera, you could have your teleprompter. So it's really controlling that environment because in my research, the digital interview is more about how you look than what you're saying. It's over 70% of the digital interview is about how you're actually looking with the right lighting, with the right sound, with the right background, with the right environment. So it's putting yourself in this concept that you're the movie star and you want to look good and present that professional persona over the camera. The big problem really is that people think the way they conduct a personal interview, a face-to-face interview, is the same way that they will be planning for a video interview, a digital interview. That is not true. What works for you face-to-face most of the time does not work over the webcam camera. Your personal expressions, how you're sounding, how you're looking, there's a completely different methodology of communicating on a human level over a digital channel than actually sitting in someone's office interviewing. So we have to be really concerned about how you are actually looking, seeing, sounding, feeling on that digital channel. And what you want to make sure you're doing is that you're always looking at that camera. A lot of people have a tendency to look around, and they don't realize that they're actually on the camera, and they don't really feel comfortable. Some people feel too comfortable, which is exactly what you don't want to do. But right. But you really want to be looking at eye level with that camera. So once again, it's getting into this mindset that you have a digital interview and it's like showtime. You want to make sure that you're wearing the right clothing. You want to make sure that you're not eating popcorn right at the movies. You also want to make sure that you're in the right chair, right? You want to, and you don't want to be like swiveling around like Mick Jagger in your chair. So it's really controlling the stage in that studio so that you're ready for action when that camera comes on. So the first thing we want to make sure is that in the preparation, you have the right camera. You want to have a high-definition camera. Now, a lot of people basically say, oh, I have a digital interview today, flip open their laptop and think they're ready to go. Those days are over. I mean, you know, most people, it was funny. The other day I was doing an evaluation on a digital candidate, and the person didn't even clean the lens of the camera. So throughout this whole event, you couldn't even see the person's face because they failed to do the simple task of getting the lens clean. This actually happened last week on CNN. I actually sent a copy of my book because it was a world-famous medical doctor talking about the current coronavirus, and she was videotaping from her living room, and she failed to clean the lens. So everything looked great, except she had something covering her face. So the fundamentals need to get done when you're doing the digital interview. The critical piece is really lighting. And what you really need to do is get three lights, one to your right, one to your left, and then the back. So it's this natural, normal lighting that people could see you. A lot of people, if you're in your home office, is the fact they have like lighting on the ceiling. What happens is that just shines on your head and it creates shadows in your eyes. So you have to really think about it when you're almost like in elementary school and you had that student photo being taken by the photographer for mom and dad because they're really proud of you, right? And they had lighting and they had a background. That's sort of what you have to be thinking about for your digital interview. You have to be in this mindset that, okay, I got to look good. Look good means I have to have a good, clean camera, high-definition camera, and you have to be looking at that camera. If you're looking down at the camera, that is a behavior of saying that you're the dominant one and the person on the other line of that webcam is subservient to you. And if you're looking up at that camera, then you're being subservient to the hiring manager. So you really want to have this camera at eye level so that you're equal. And a lot of times you're going to see that the camera angle is not right. People don't realize they have to be really looking at that camera that's being distracted. But that focus should be you're the movie star looking at that camera, looking eye to eye. Your second piece is to make sure you have the right audio. What I use for all my webinars, my podcasts, and in my online education is a mic called the Snowball Blue Mic. It's predominantly made for in the music industry, but there's a special setting for interviewing. And I think it's like $39. It looks something like out of Flash Gordon. It's a very retrofit. It looks really cool on your desk, but the sound quality is unbelievable. So as long as they could see you and they could hear you, fantastic. And then it's the lighting, which creates that environment with the lighting to the right, to the left, and the back. And also what I highly recommend is make sure that you have the right background. No one, you know, like, it's funny. When I'm watching CNN or NSBC and all of their experts are now being interviewed in their home, and I think people think it's really cool to show off the books that they have, but half the time mm-hmm. the person is actually on TV. I'm just looking over their shoulder to see what books they've been reading. Like I'm focused not on the person, I'm focused on the background. So when someone is actually doing a digital interview, control the background. I recommend get something called seamless paper. It's relatively cheap. You get a huge roll, and they use this as photographic paper. You get it on Amazon for like $20. And that should actually be behind you, just like you were going as a little kid in elementary school to get your portrait taken. Look at getting a blue molding color or a gray molding color, because the only thing that really matters, Eileen, is a triangle of love. The triangle of love is from the top of your head to your right shoulder to your left shoulder. That's where all your communication is coming from during the digital interview. That's the focus point that you want to get through when you're talking to the hiring manager during these interviews. So it's the camera, it's the sound, it's the lighting, it's the background, it's getting in the right mindset that you're the Hollywood star. And if you get nervous during digital interviews, a trick is have all your notes behind the camera, just like a teleprompter, right? Post it on your wall behind the camera at eye level so you can have everything in front of you. The hiring manager is never going to know because it's behind the camera. So once again, get into this mindset of being that Hollywood star and also controlling the environment. How the camera, the audio, the background, and the lighting is what's going to make or break your digital interviews.
Wow, this is so fascinating, Dr. Bailo. Thank you for sharing so much. The other thing is, I think like a lot of my peers, I've been watching an awful lot of YouTube these days, being shelter in place, and you can really tell the difference. I mean, these tips you're giving are great, because some of the YouTube presenters, you know, they're pretty good. Some of them, yeah, it looks like they barely comb their hair, if they comb their hair, and you can't hear them because they don't have this is such helpful information. One thing, too, is whether you're chatting with friends, I mean, it's a lot more relaxed if you're chatting with friends, but if you are going to do something on a professional basis, I think that you mentioned appearance, but what about, especially for women, maybe clothing, jewelry, because that can be distracting too, right? I mean, you want to make sure you're dressed in the correct manner for, a virtual interview.
Watch the bling, right? Watch what you're wearing, right? So, if you have really nice jewelry, you have to make sure that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't get too shiny with the lighting. So if you do the proper lighting, some jewelry may not work. It may actually be a distraction. So you want to really be, you know, concerned about what color you're wearing, because your facial skin color with the lighting, with the color of your dress or your skirt or your blouse or your suit, you want to make sure that that's the right color for you during these digital interviews. Because once again, you don't want any distraction. You just want that triangle of love is your face to communicate that you are the person for this job. So we want to watch out. We want to make sure that we, you know, are fully groomed, clean our nails, cut our, you know, make sure our hair is proper, make sure we don't have any grease on our face, watch what we're wearing, watch the bling in terms of the jewelry. Right. Make sure that we're not eating anything or chewing anything during the digital interviews. And what I like to tell people is actually right before the digital interview, and even for your phone interviews, you may want to take a teaspoon of honey to sort of soothe your throat a little bit so it doesn't get dry, because you can't stop, and it's going to look very unprofessional if you're on your interview and you're grabbing for a glass of water. So you really just want to be, you know, right in that moment and be prepared for anything that come up. Honey will take care of the problem of you having a dry throat. Grooming is a critical piece. The color of power, making sure that you're wearing the right suit, the right dress, make sure that it is that color that works for your skin tone. You want to make sure you have your script written. That's what we're talking about, having your notes behind the camera, right? So some people get really nervous.
That, I think, is really important. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting, but I think especially for people, like you say, a case of nerves, and then you think, I've forgotten what I want to say, and you want to make sure you're coming across really clearly, too, as well as the visual aspect. So I'm sorry I interrupted, but that's such an important point.
Absolutely, Eileen. Yeah, and the other thing is if you go into a sound studio, you know, and you're on the air, right, there's a sign that says on the air. So if you have a digital interview, you want to just make sure that, you know, your wife, your husband, your daughter, your kids, your cat, your dog, your parrot, they're all gone, right? I mean, you can't be sloppy with this, right? There's no distraction, right? It just shows you're unprofessional. A lot of people think it's cute if you're having a meeting and the dog comes in or the children come in. That's nice, but people don't really want to see that.
Yeah.
They really want to interview you and have the focus. So you really want to make it as professional as possible. And I would, you know, what I do is basically print out the sign says on the air and let everyone know, get out of the house. We'll go downstairs, go upstairs, but no noise, no distraction, no dogs, no one banging on the door. Make sure a UPS guy doesn't come or lady comes. Just you know, sterilize the sound. It's just your voice and the hiring manager's voice during your digital interviews. That's what you want.
Wow, this is really, really critical stuff. And again, a lot of this, some of it may not apply specifically to, you know, again, the more casual chit-chat back and forth kind of thing, but a lot of it really does. And one other point, again, being a woman, I have heard that if you wear stripes or sometimes, you know, like bowl patterns, they don't show up so well on a digital interview. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And that's the critical piece to understand. Make sure what you wear is appropriate, because it's not just about what you're wearing. It's about how you're looking. So it may look really good when you're in that face-to-face interview, but it may not translate very well over the digital arena. So what you may want to do is set everything up before your digital interview and record yourself on Zoom. Well, what we do is we do with Pointitude Pro, we do a ton of video evaluations, which is the sound. How did you sound? How did you look? What was your persona? And the critical piece is, were you a human being during that digital interview, or were you more like a robot? And the problem is that a number of people aren't familiar with the professional etiquette of doing a digital interview. So they are, it's like, to your point, it's like real bad YouTube video, right? No one wants to watch poor quality YouTube video. People, even the common person, you know, who has an iPhone or an Android phone, people are expecting pretty decent video from the common person. The other thing that's really interesting is when we did our research, is even when you start your digital interview, don't wave to the person, right? That's like what you do in Disney World. Just nod your head 10 degrees, right? And if you do it right, the other person would nod back. That's what we call a digital handshake in the world of digital interview. Mm-hmm. It's not like waving to mom or being the princess and waving your hand. You're sitting down in your executive chair, right? There's no barriers. There's nothing in front of the camera. There's no distractions. And you're going to nod your head, hello, Mr. Smith. Nice to meet you. Not waving like a little kid or anything. Just 10-degree nod. They acknowledge you. If it works, they're going to nod back to you, and you're off to the races. The other thing you want to make sure is that make sure you're there first, right? You want to be sitting down first before anyone gets there. Don't it's like watching a Broadway show, and you still see the people running around, underneath the curtain there, and showtime began, but the show's not ready. You want to make sure you're in your chair 5 to 10 minutes before the digital interview begins.
Wow, Dr. Baylett, well, this has just been so helpful. I've learned so much myself, and I really think everybody in our audience, and again, if you are a casual interactor on digital means, please pass this interview along to somebody who is going for a job or something like that, because, boy, this is really, really highly important information. And now, I would say, especially with the virus going on and the shelter in place, close to 100% of any kind of a job interview is going to be a virtual interview. So, again, Dr. Baylow, I thank you so much for your time. Before we have to leave, please let our listeners know where they can go to find out more about your business and where they can reach you online.
Yeah, great. So they can just go to phoneinterviewpro.com. So it's phoneinterviewpro.com. There's information on the book. There's some content. There's some articles about the Phone Interview Pro evaluation. You could also get the book in most libraries, and you also could buy it on Amazon. It's in almost
and let's
book
give
store.
The name of the book again, because we want to make sure they remember
the
that.
The book is called The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, Lights, Camera, Interview. So it's The Essential Digital Interview Handbook by Dr. Paul J. Baylow.
Well, this has been such a delight and so informative for me. I just can't thank you enough. You really have shared a lot of your expertise, and I think, in addition to me, myself, and I think our audience has learned an awful lot. Thank you so much, Dr. Baylow.
Thank you, Eileen.
Well, and I do urge everyone out there, please check out Dr. Baylo's book, The Essential Digital Interview Handbook. Check out his website. And whether you're communicating informally with friends and family or you're finding yourself in a professional setting like a job interview or an important work meeting, you are going to find these tips really helpful. We just touched this, scratched the top of the surface here. So there's a lot more to be gotten in that book. And if you're interested in really doing well in an interview, make sure you check out his business as well and his website. And while you're at it, don't forget to go out there and show the world just how feisty a woman over 50 can be. This is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Saying I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.